Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanmay Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association this mid morning and enlightening us on this topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 23.46 onwards. So please take over the call, Prabhuji. We are eagerly waiting for the nectar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji. My humble obeisances to you and all the devotees who are listening. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We are reading today.
Yes, question Mataji? If you are also online. Just a quick question to check if you are also
online. No, Mataji, I am calling from the hospital. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. No problem, we'll take care.
So today we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 23.46. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing to Srila Sanatan Goswami the glories of Krishna Prem. This chapter is entitled Love of Godhead, the ultimate goal of human life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Ei pancha sthai bhava haya pancha rasa ye rase bhakta sukhi krishna haya vasha Ei pancha sthai bhava haya pancha rasa ye rase bhakta sukhi krishna haya vasha Ei pancha sthai bhava haya pancha rasa ye rase bhakta sukhi krishna haya vasha. Synonyms: Ei pancha, these five kinds of transcendental mellows. Sthai bhav, permanent ecstatic moods. Haya, become. Pancha rasa, five kinds of transcendental mellows. Ye rase, in a particular mellow. Bhakti sukhi, a devotee becomes happy. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Haya, becomes. Vasha, under the control. Translation and purport: By His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation: These five transcendental mellows exist permanently. The devotee may be attracted to one of these mellows and thus he becomes happy. Krishna also becomes inclined toward such a devotee and comes under his control. Purport: In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.1, Sthai Bhav, permanent ecstasy, is thus described. Avirudhan virudhamscha bhavan yo vashatam nayan surajeva virajeta sasthai bhava uchyate sthai bhavo trasa proktah shri krishna vishayaratihi. These moods, bhavas, bring under control the favorable ecstasies such as laughing and unfavorable ecstasies such as anger. When these moods continue to remain as kings, they are called sthayi bhav or permanent ecstasies. Continuous ecstatic love for Krishna is called permanent ecstasy. We will chant Mangala Charan. We will be discussing only this one verse today. So we'll stop here and we'll chant Mangalacharan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namah Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna I would once again like to offer my humble respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I would also like to express my gratitude for being given this opportunity to speak Gaura Katha. I am very much unqualified, and therefore I beg each and every one of you to please bless me so that by the power of your blessings and by the power of your eagerness to hear Gaur Katha, somehow or other the all-merciful Guru and Gauranga will empower me, bless me for the next 45-50 minutes or so to speak in such a way that our hearts become purified, become inspired, become enlivened, and Shri Shri Guru Gauranga also become pleased. with our effort. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So yesterday when I received this verse that we are supposed to speak today, the devotee who shared this verse with me and myself both, we were laughing because it is impossible for me to speak anything from realization about what is being discussed, what is being discussed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with our Sambandha Acharya, Srila Sanatan Goswami, who is a manjari in Golok Vrindavan. So these very, very elevated conversations, very, very elevated topics being discussed between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami, which are being revealed to us by another great Rasika Vaishnava, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. I don't have any realization, any power to speak on these very esoteric, very difficult to understand subject matters. But still, because this opportunity has been given, I will try to speak based on my level of understanding and realization. Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining what is the ultimate aim for all of us, my dear friends. See, we have taken the effort to relieve ourselves from our duties that we were doing. It is 11 a.m. here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are on this telephone conference call. Before this call, japa was going on. In the morning, there was a Bhagavatam class. Before that, again, japa was going on. All of us are doing, trying to do so many spiritual activities because we have been told by our Guru, Jana. We are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, minimum 16 rounds. We are trying to avoid illicit sex. We are trying to avoid meat eating. We are trying to avoid intoxication. We are trying to avoid gambling. We are trying to serve according to our capacity in Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And we are trying to keep ourselves on the right platform of purity so that we are able to function and serve. For this reason, we have this Bhakti Sangha conference calls going on every day, 365 days a year. We have ISKCON Desiretri. We have so many YouTube channels. We have so many Facebook pages which are giving the message of Krishna. Somehow to keep us informed, to keep us inspired about Krishna consciousness. So a lot of effort is being taken. Recently there was a parenting seminar. There was a devotee care seminar. So many seminars are being organized on Bhakti Sangha. Why? Because we are taking it seriously. Because we want to advance in Krishna consciousness. We want stability. We want improvement. We don't want to fall down. We want to grow this Krishna consciousness movement. We want to expand it. We want more and more people to benefit from this. Just like we feel some happiness, some joy, some security, some peace after becoming devotees, we want others also to experience this. That is why we preach. So much effort is being put into Krishna consciousness. This all of us have to understand. Every day we are investing 2 hours to chant japa. Every day we are reading, we are going to temple on the weekend when we could be watching some game or some movie or, you know, doing something else. So we are putting so much effort into Krishna consciousness. We have to think, what is the ultimate aim of what we are doing? Why are we doing all this? And this chapter precisely describes why we are chanting japa, why we are doing deity worship, why we are associating with devotees, why this Bhakti Sangha japa group exists, why ISKCON exists, why ISKCON Desiratory exists, why we are doing, why there is Sadhu Sangha in North Carolina coming up, why there are Kartik Yatras, why there are holy name seminars and retreats, why there are Jagannath Rath Yatras. Why? What is the ultimate aim of all this? And this chapter is describing it. Love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the ultimate goal of life. This is the ultimate goal. And what happens when we achieve this goal? Our entire existence is directed toward pleasing Krishna and Krishna's devotees. We simply want to serve Krishna favorably, anukul. And we want to see Krishna enjoying. And Krishna does enjoy. Because in this verse that we read today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying very clearly that the devotee may be attracted to one of these mellows, one of the 5 mellows which were described in the previous verse: Shantaras, neutrality, Dasyaras, servitude, Vatsalyaras, parenthood, Sakhyaras, friendship, and Madhuryaras, conjugal love. A devotee, which means you and me, all of us, eventually we may feel attraction to a particular mood of bhakti out of these 5 moods, or rasa, or relationship, these 5 types of relationships that we have with Krishna. We may feel particular attraction to one of them, and thereby we become happy. And the next line, it says, Krishna also becomes inclined towards such a devotee and comes under his control. Krishna haya vasha. Krishna comes under our control when we become fixed up in one of these 5 types of relationships with Krishna. So the aim of life is to become purified and to realize our sthayi bhav. Sthayi bhav means the permanent relationship, the permanent mood of service to Krishna. When we realize that, when we experience that relationship in truth, not imaginarily, in truth, and we actually experience inner happiness, we become detached from material attachments and we really become attached to Krishna, then Krishna comes under our control. So how is this done, my dear friends? The previous verses of this chapter, chapter 23 of Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing that it all begins with faith. When we first come to this path of bhakti, we need to have little faith. That's all. That faith is very precious, and that faith is mandatory. Some faith we must have. Faith that there is some higher power, there is some God who has created this world, who is maintaining this world, and some faith in Sadhu Sangha. Some faith in the sadhus that yes, my spiritual master is a holy person. Prabhupada is a holy person. Prabhupada is my well-wisher. Some faith is required. And then we associate with sadhus. We associate with pure devotees of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we associate with pure devotees of Krishna. So we all know that Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly a pure devotee, a Shuddha Bhakta, because there was nothing in Srila Prabhupada's life except service to Krishna. So if we are following the path given to us by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, his representatives, then we are doing Sadhu Sangha. And then because of Sadhu Sangha, we engage in Bhajana Kriya. We start chanting at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on Japamala every day. Good quality. Good quality japa. And we start following the four regulative principles. We start associating with devotees. We start doing some service depending on our capacity. And then we take diksha. We take spiritual initiation. Then it becomes more formal. Now we are taking a vow. We are making a promise to the spiritual master with all the devotees as witnesses, with Gaur Nitai, Radha Krishna on the altar as witness, with the sacred fire as witness. We are making a promise that we will chant 16 rounds minimum of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on our Japamala every day, follow the four regulative principles, and serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON, in the mood of humility and tolerance. Servant of the servant of the servant. Das, das, anudas. And when we do this, then the spiritual master is pleased with us. If we follow the vows of Diksha nicely, then the spiritual master will become pleased with us. And when we say spiritual master, it is not just our Diksha Guru, but Guru Tattva becomes pleased with us. Which means our initiating spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the entire Guru Parampara, all the way up to Adi Guru Nityananda Ram, Lord Balram, Lakshman, all the other Vaishnavacharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, Vallabhacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya, all the great Vaishnavacharyas, the entire Guru Tattva is pleased with us when we follow the vows of initiation. And when Guru and Krishna become pleased with us, then anartha nivritti becomes very fast. The unwanted things like lust, illicit sex, pornography, greediness for money, selfishness, attachment for eating nonsense, unoffered food, which previously we thought was very tasty in restaurants, we develop a distaste for these things. And then certain characteristics manifest in each and every one of us, my dear friends. And we must evaluate ourselves based on these characteristics. The first characteristic is we want to chant more and more. We develop an attachment to chanting Hare Krishna. We want to do more japa. Not just 16 rounds, but we want to chant more. Good quality. Wherever there is nice sankirtan going on, we want to go and participate. We develop a taste for the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Are we developing that? We have to ask ourselves. Do we want that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra should never leave our tongue? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do we always want to chant? Even when we are in the grocery store, even when we are walking in the parking lot, even when we are going to the office, even when we are taking a shower, are we always chanting Krishna Naam or hearing Krishna Katha? Are we engaged? Are we absorbed in Krishna? We have to judge ourselves, not judge others so much. We have to judge ourselves based on this criteria. First is, are we developing attachment? Are we becoming addicted to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? That is the first criteria. Second criteria is, we become very serious not to waste any time. We become very careful not to waste time. Are we doing that? Again, this is the next criteria that we have to judge ourselves. Self-assessment. How much time did I waste yesterday? How many Facebook or YouTube videos I watched which had nothing to do with Krishna consciousness? How much news I read, which had nothing to do with Krishna consciousness? How much time I gossiped? How much time I was just sitting and dreaming or thinking about useless things or planning useless things, which have nothing to do with the real world or with my seva? See, working, planning things for the household like paying bills or some repairs need to be done, grocery needs to be bought, all that is in the realm of Krishna consciousness because we are trying to maintain a Krishna conscious household. But I'm talking about things like just imagining, oh, what will I do when that happens, and if that happens that will be so good, or we just imagine that I am such and such, I am so and so. If we are careful, we will understand that most of us engage, sometimes at least, in such thoughts which have nothing to do with reality. When I was doing Bhakti Shastri 2 years ago, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, his online Bhakti Shastri, in one of the lectures he mentioned this point, that we should not waste our time in thinking about fictitious things. Just daydreaming or imagining that, you know, something is going to happen, then I'm going to do like this, then I'm going to do like this. And I was thinking, what is Chaitanya Charan Prabhu talking about? But when I became conscious of this fact, I realized so many times we are just sitting or we are just lying in bed trying to go to sleep at night, or so many times when we are driving, just imaginary thoughts. We start thinking about imaginary things. Try to catch yourself doing that. It has nothing to do with reality. We are just thinking that, we imagine I am like this, I am a cricket player, or I am a singer, or I am doing this, I am doing that. Something we imagine which is just imaginary. And we are lost in thoughts about these useless things, which don't exist. And we just wasted so much time. So we have to be, I don't know if all of you are able to understand what I'm saying, or have you had this experience, I don't know, but at least I have caught myself several times thinking like this, that what if somebody breaks into the house now, what is going to happen, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, then I will do this, then I will look from here, then I will lock this door. You know, such crazy thoughts which are, you know, it's good to plan, but sometimes it is too much. Or we think that I am somebody else, and the mind, which is conditioned over so many lifetimes, at least my mind, my dear friends, it thinks like this. And until Chaitanya Charan Prabhu in that Bhakti Shastri class made me aware, I was not conscious of this fact. But after that I became conscious, and every time the mind starts thinking about imaginary things, I just mentally slap my mind. Stop it. Don't get there. You're wasting your time. Come on, think about Krishna consciousness. Think about something you read. Think about something from Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavad Gita. Or try to memorize some verse. Like that, I try to bring it back to things that matter, things that are important. So the second criteria is we become extremely careful not to waste any time. This is a very, 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 very important criteria, my dear friends. We must judge ourselves by this criteria. How much time am I wasting? Spending time with children, even playing with them and acting like a child with them, joking with them, this is all perfect. It's very good. We must do that. Discussing their future, their career with children, making them think, talking about so many topics with them, that is all great. That is all good. Maintaining our household, being competent in our job, in our professional work, developing ourselves professionally, keeping ourselves updated professionally, all that is good. But other than these things, how much time are we wasting? Movies, sports videos, some wildlife videos, or you know, all these videos that just pop up, some advertisement videos, reading news, mundane gossip. These things we have to completely 100% cut out from our life. That is another very important thing. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, we start developing emotions about Krishna. So my dear friends, we have to ask ourselves, am I developing emotions for Krishna and Krishna's devotees? This is so important. Are we just carrying on in a very dry, mechanical, emotionless way in Krishna consciousness? Chanting done, obeisances done, just waving a incense stick or a ghee lamp in front of Krishna, knowing that devotees are watching me, or family members are watching me, or guests are watching me, or just out of compulsion that I have to do this, okay, puja done. You know, we're just putting a check mark in the boxes. This is done, this is done, this is done. No, Krishna consciousness is not a checklist. Krishna consciousness is not a checklist. Krishna consciousness is, we have to check our emotions. Am I developing emotions for Krishna and Krishna's devotees? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says is one of the criteria, if you read the preceding verses. Very important. So we have to see, am I developing feelings of possessiveness about Krishna? Feeling of belonging to Krishna? Am I treating Krishna like a real person in my life? Just like our spouse is a real person in our life. Our parents, our in-laws, our relatives, our children, our siblings, they are real people. People who have a form, people who have emotions, people with whom we have relationships, these are all real people. Our relationship with Krishna is much more real and much more deeper actually. Are we on the path? Are we on the process of realizing this? Is Krishna becoming a real person in our life? Is Guru Maharaj becoming a real person in our life? Not just someone who speaks to me through some lectures, or who I occasionally see on YouTube, or once a year or twice a year I see during Yatra, or if he visits the town where I live. No, is is my Guru Maharaj becoming a real person in my life who listens to every Hare Krishna Mahamantra of the 16 rounds that I offer him every day? Every Mahamantra he is listening, whether I am chanting properly or not. Every time I chant Samsara Dava, he is listening. Am I meditating on his different qualities when I am chanting Samsara Dava? 8 verses, 8 different qualities. Are we conscious in Krishna consciousness? That is the question, my dear friends. And then are we developing emotions for Krishna? Emotions like love, attachment, possessiveness, caring emotions, sometimes feeling separation from Krishna if we have not had his darshan for a long time or we have not been in satsang for a long time. Feeling separation, feeling pangs of separation. These type of emotions are we experiencing? And emotions also mean, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, sometimes tears will come. And our acharyas explain that this happens when we advance in Krishna consciousness, but it has to be kept very private, very personal. Like Srila Prabhupada, on only few occasions, his emotions just flowed out, just poured out. And he could not control, he could not check his emotions. It happened in Atlanta once. And Prabhupada came in 1975 and sang Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra. He could not continue. And he just said, thank you very much, please do kirtan. He could not speak. So these are very few occasions where Srila Prabhupada just could not control, check his emotions. But Prabhupada was always emotional about Krishna. He was always filled with loving emotions for Krishna. But he checked them. So our acharyas explain that to get pratishtha, to get acknowledgement or distinction or appreciation from devotees or respect from devotees, we should not, as far as possible, show our emotions publicly. Emotions should be expressed in private when we are alone with Guru and Krishna. When we are alone in front of the altar, or we are in privacy, alone driving the car, there's nobody else, just we are with Krishna, Guru and Krishna in our thoughts. That time we can express our emotions. We can shed our tears when nobody is watching. We have to be very careful not to make a show of it. Because two things will happen. Whether we like it or not, devotees look at us as examples. In certain way, even as role models, the new devotees. They see us as role models. And what we do, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, it might be imitated. Or at least some devotees will do what we are doing. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very, very loyal to our parampara. None of our acharyas were sahajiyas. None of our acharyas made public display of spiritual emotions. They were very careful to hide them. Sukhdeva Goswami did not speak about Srimati Radharani because he was afraid that he will not be able to check his emotions. Being a loyal parrot of Srimati Radharani, if he would mention her name or speak elaborately about her, he might go in a spiritual trance and then he will not be able to do his service to Parikshit Maharaj. So he was very careful. Srila Prabhupada was very careful. And all our acharyas have been very careful. So we have to analyze ourselves. Am I wasting time? Am I becoming attached to chanting more and more and more and more? Am I developing emotions for Krishna? Do I feel sad when there is excess salt in Krishna's bhoga?
Do I feel sad when Krishna doesn't get to eat on time? I remember once we offered bhoga to Krishna and there was less salt. So when we were serving, some Vaishnava guests had come, when we were serving them, we wanted to add salt because there was less salt. So the visiting Vaishnava said, no. Krishna has eaten with less salt. So I will also eat with less salt. I will eat what Krishna has eaten. Why should I get special treatment? If Krishna can eat this, then wouldn't I be very proud to say that, no, this is not up to my taste. I want to modify it so that it suits my taste buds. So then we all ate with less salt. So it was a very, very nice bhav to have, that I will eat what Krishna has eaten. Krishnanu shilanam. Anushilanam. I will do what Krishna... I will follow Krishna very faithfully. I will follow Guru Maharaj very faithfully. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, ami tomara kukur. O Vaishnava Thakur, I am your faithful dog. I will follow you just like a dog follows. I will follow you whether there is less salt, more salt, cold, hot, tasty, not tasty. So these emotions have to be cultivated. And if we don't have emotions, we should pray to Guru and Gauranga to purify us and give us spiritual emotions so that we can serve better. We can serve better. And then when we continue like this on the path of Krishna consciousness, then by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we will get some realizations where we will slowly, step by step, there are 11 characteristics. Ekadasha. There are 11 characteristics. And we will slowly, slowly understand what is our eternal relationship with Krishna. And what are the characteristics of that relationship? What is the service in that relationship? What is our name? What is our form? What is our mood of bhakti? You know, under whom are we serving? Because we don't serve Krishna directly. We always serve under somebody. So we come to know, slowly, slowly it is revealed as we progress in sincerely. And then when we realize that and we become fixed in that mood of seva, that is called sthayi bhav, our original constitutional mood of service or relationship of service. That is called sthayi bhav or permanent ecstasy, permanent joy, permanent happiness, permanent bliss in which we serve Krishna. That will be revealed to us eventually. If we follow on this path carefully, and even when we understand, that is not the end of it. It is a journey. We have to solidify that relationship. We have to realize that relationship more and more. And we have to continue serving Krishna in that particular relationship until the time comes where we become more and more purified. And then Krishna comes in the form of death and takes us. So we can continue our service. So this is a very, very beautiful process, very beautiful path. And it is very interesting, my dear friends. This journey is internal as well as external. If you analyze it, there are so many things that we do privately, which we should never reveal to anyone. They are between Guru Krishna and us, Guru Gauranga and us. And then there are things that we do externally. So we are all living dual lives. We are supposed to live double lives. I'm just joking. But it is a fact. It is a fact. Some things are confidential, which one devotee was explaining that Krishna likes to show a trailer. It's just like the movies. You show a trailer which increases your interest in watching the whole movie, and at the same time gives you some real glimpse into the movie. It's real. Those things that you see on a trailer actually exist in the real movie. So similarly, sometimes Krishna gives us these emotions, gives us these realizations, just to encourage us, just to keep us inspired on the path of bhakti. And in this way, this very beautiful, beautiful journey continues. And we progress more and more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the example of sugar candy. There is the sugar cane seed. There is not much sugar in that sugar cane seed. There is a small sugar cane plant. Again, there is not much sugar in that. And then there is a full grown plant. Now there is sugar, but we can't taste it. It's internal. Then there is the sugar cane juice. Yes, that is tangible. We can actually taste sweetness there. But it is not also very sweet. But then you condense it even more and then you get sugar. And that is just sweet. And then you get further purification, you get sugar candy, like jaggery. That is even more relishable. And then you further purify it and you get the hard candy, which is just solid sugar, nothing else, completely pure. So just like the taste of sugar becomes more and more relishable, becomes more and more concentrated, similarly, these emotions which we have for Krishna, emotions of I and mine, that I am Krishna's, tava asmi, tava asmi, tava asmi, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, and Krishna is mine, Krishna is mine, Krishna is mine. These feelings, these emotions become stronger and stronger. We develop a greed to do more. You want to sing more bhajans for the pleasure of Krishna at home. You want to chant more. We want to offer nice foodstuffs to Krishna. We want to offer nice flowers to Krishna. We want to offer nice dress to Krishna. We want to chant more. We want to hear more about Krishna. We want to hear Harikatha, hear Harikatha, hear Harikatha. We want to read, read, read more and more and more. And then our feelings for Krishna become more and more clear, more and more concentrated, more and more condensed. We get more and more spiritual realizations, which we should not share publicly. And then these feelings become more and more concentrated as we continue this path of bhakti. And then slowly, slowly that love for Krishna, which was in the form of a sugarcane seed, it develops into a sugarcane plant, sugarcane juice, sugar, sugar candy, and hard candy, rock candy. And then we become rock steady in bhakti. And we become very, very determined, and we become transcendently mad for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes. And a stage comes where we don't really care about what the popular opinion is. We become completely transcendental to this material world, and we are completely absorbed in Krishna prema. And that prema becomes very, 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 very strong. And our acharyas have manifested this stage. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the last stages, he was like that. Madhavendra Puri was like that. So our acharyas have demonstrated this type of mood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he took Babaji Besh in his last few days, he also exhibited these topmost ecstatic symptoms of Krishna prema. So this is real. This is real. And we should not feel depressed that, oh, I'm so far away. It starts with our bead bag, our Japamala. Let's grab our beads with love. It's Tulsi Maharani. And this mantra is all powerful. It has been given to us by our Guru Gan. Let's chant nicely. Whatever little service we are doing, my dear friends, it may be 2 hours of japa, maybe 15 minutes of deity worship, 15 minutes of aarti in the evening with our family members, offering one bhoga in a day or two bhoga offerings in a day. Whatever we are able to do, only one. But whatever you are able to do, let us do it with quality. Let us do it with genuine emotion and taste. Let's do it nicely. Whatever activity we do, whether we are just offering a bhoga, our wife calls us and says, offer bhoga. So it's not just mechanically ringing a bell with the left hand, chanting those three mantras three times. No, let us do it nicely. Let us keep the plate nicely with the chapati facing Krishna. So Krishna can tear a piece of chapati. The rice facing Krishna with the glass on one side, ghee, you know, dal, sabji, sweet dish nicely, tulsi leaf. Let us give Krishna nice privacy. And let us chant the mantras with full meaning. Prabhupada's mantra, Mahaprabhu's mantra, Krishna's mantra, nicely. And then let's say a prayer. My dear Guru Gauranga, please, please, please accept the sambal offering. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, enjoy it, please. I'll feel happy if you accept it and enjoy it. Whatever good there is in this, please enjoy. I want you to be happy. And we offer obeisances and we wait for Krishna to eat. So whatever little service we are doing, we may not be head pujaris offering chappan bhog in the temple on Ram Navami or Narasimha Chaturdashi when everybody is watching, or offering aarti to Krishna in front of the whole congregation. We may be small, but whatever small devotional service we do, let us do it with quality. Let us put our heart in it. And then we will see how Nityananda Prabhu reveals, how Nityananda Prabhu empowers us. Nityananda Prabhu's life and soul is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If we serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu nicely, if we serve the instructions of Gauranga Prabhu nicely, as they are mentioned in these chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityananda Prabhu is going to be very, very happy with us. And then what Nityananda Prabhu can do that we cannot even imagine, he can give us something that we totally not deserve. Nityananda Prabhu is avadhut. He is avadhut. He is very unpredictable. He doesn't follow the rules. He may not wait for us to complete the process of anartha nivritti. He will show us the trailer. Even today, who knows? Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful, very, very transcendentally mad. And he has disciples who act transcendentally mad. His disciple is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami chastises. How he chastises. We were recently celebrating Vrindavan Das Thakur's Tirubhava Tithi, isn't it? And it was day before yesterday, Vrindavan Das Thakur's Tirubhava Tithi. So in Vrindavan Das Thakur, also author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, is a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu just gave him whatever he needed to do his service of writing Chaitanya Leela, although he was the youngest disciple. Vrindavan Das Thakur was only 31 years old when he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. And that was 30 to 40 years before Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Both are disciples of Nityananda Prabhu. Just see how Nityananda Prabhu can be merciful. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 8, verse number 33, he chastises all of us. Ore muda lokashuna chaitanya mangal chaitanya mahima yate jani besakal. He says, oh fools, just read Sri Chaitanya Mangal by Vrindavan Das Thakur. By reading this book, you can understand the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in the next verse, we are just glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur through the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Why? Because it takes one to know one, my dear friends. If we want to know the caliber of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, then we have to ask another biographer of Chaitanya Leela, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. For example, if you want to know how great a cricket player is, then you have to ask another cricket player. If you want to know how great a singer is, classical singer, then you have to ask another singer. If you want to know how great a classical dancer is, Bharatnatyam or Kathak or something, then you have to ask someone else who is expert in that particular dance. They can tell you. Same thing with paintings and different artists. It takes one to know one. So when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Vrindavandas Thakur, we can take it very seriously, because here is one great Rasik Acharya, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who wrote this nectarian Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is very important to know what he thinks about Vrindavandas Thakur, because Vrindavandas Thakur is the original biographer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the next verse, Adilila, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 8.34, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling us, Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Vedavyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Vrindavanadas. We are glorifying Vrindavanadas Thakur because day before yesterday was his Tirobhav Tithi. Today is Wednesday. Monday was the disappearance day of Vrindavanadas Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, as Vyasadev has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavanadas has depicted the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So beautiful. Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Vedavyas Chaitanya Leela Ravyasa Vrindavana Das. That in Bhagavat, Vedavyas has described Krishna Leela. He has set the standard how Krishna Leela should be spoken and described. Similarly, Chaitanya Leela Ravyasa, who is the Vyasdeva of Chaitanya Leela? It is Vrindavandas Thakur. Not me. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying, not me, but Vrindavandas Thakur. This is Vaishnava etiquette. Adilila 8.35, next verse. Vrindavana Dasa Kaila Chaitanya Mangal Yahara Shravane Nashe Sarva Amangal. Vrindavandas Thakur has composed to Chaitanya Mangal, hearing this book annihilates all misfortune. So beautiful. So Vrindavandas Thakur was the first one to write a biography. He wrote a book called Chaitanya Mangal. But when Lochandas Thakur wrote another book, another biography of Mahaprabhu, and named it Chaitanya Mangal, out of etiquette, Vrindavandas Thakur renamed his book as Chaitanya Bhagwat. So there are three main biographies. There is Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas Thakur, there is Vrindavandas Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagwat, and there is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, Murari Gupta also wrote Chaitanya Mahakavya in Sanskrit. And Swarup Damodar wrote his karchas, his notes in Neelachal, in Jagannath Puri. So these are the five sources. So Murari Gupta's Sanskrit verses were taken by Vrindavandas Thakur to write Chaitanya Mangal. And Swarup Damodar Goswami's Sanskrit notes about the Antelila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were taken by Raghunath Das Goswami and given to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And then he wrote it in Bengali. Because both these works, Swarup Damodar Goswami's work and Murari Gupta's work, were in Sanskrit. But Vrindavandas Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote them, elaborated, expanded on them in simple Bengali language so that everyone could understand in those days. Just the regular spoken Bengali. This is very important principle, my dear friends. Prabhupada taught us utility is the principle. What is the use if people cannot understand it, or very few people can understand it? Everybody should benefit. So therefore, it was written in the simple Bengali language. And Vrindavandas Thakur is receiving all glorification, all credit from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This is so beautiful. Similarly, we should never try to supersede our previous acharyas or eclipse the works of our previous acharyas. All of us can speak, all of us can write, all of us can expand on what the previous acharyas have given. But our writings, our speech, our words should be supplementary, complementary to the previous acharyas, not contradictory or competitive to the previous acharyas. That is a very important principle that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is teaching us here. So we should carry on with great confidence, my dear friends, because our acharyas are so powerful, so potent. Acharyas are potent, but we have to be fertile. When there is a potent, our acharyas give this example, when the father is potent and the mother is fertile, then there is a progeny. There are children. Children can be begotten. So similarly, our acharyas are very potent, but we have to make the soil of our heart, the soil of our consciousness fertile. Bhaya Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. By our sadhana bhakti, we have to make ourselves very fertile. And then Guru Tattva, then Guru and Gauranga will sow the seed in the fertile soil of our heart. Which seed? Sugar cane. And then the sugar cane plant will grow. And then eventually we'll get the hard, pure, sweet rock candy, which we can offer to Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna to enjoy. That is Krishna Prem. It will happen, my dear friends. We should have full faith. The setbacks that we get should stimulate us, should humble us. But we should have the fighting spirit. We should have the fighting spirit that no, yes, I had a fall down. Yes, I wasted time. Yes, I engaged in negative talk, negative thinking. But that's it. I'm going to kick it out. Back on track. I'm going to carry on with confidence. Carry on nicely. We should come back in the association of devotees. We should come back and make a determination. I'm not going to fall down again. And carry on with enthusiasm and confidence. Utsaha, nischayat, dhairyat. Very important. Enthusiasm, determination and confidence. We should carry on. Fall downs should make us humble. And we should be humble enough to recognize the fall downs. Fall down doesn't only mean a gross fall down. That we do something abominable, we break the regulative principles. But we have to be strict with ourselves. Even if some negative thought is fall down. In the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chota Haridas' behavior was a big fall down. What had Chota Haridas done? Nothing. He didn't touch a woman. He didn't do anything. But it was a fall down in the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So we have to be very strict with ourselves. We have to hold ourselves to high standards. That means I had a fall down. But I'm going to go back in the assembly of devotees. I'm going to go back and put my hand in my bead bag and start chanting. I'm going to turn to ISKCON Desiree and start hearing Harikatha. Or whatever our sadhana is, we must take shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness. And carry on. And if we do this, then success will be guaranteed. Recently, a very wonderful Vaishnavi, Jyotika Mataji, left her body in Atlanta. I had never spoken to her. I didn't know her personally, but I had seen her many times in the temple. I remember seeing her recently on Ram Navami Day. She was standing next to Srila Prabhupada and listening to the Katha. So when she left her body, when devotees were making offerings in the temple, I was seeing devotees were crying, and I was thinking that I wonder how many devotees I have affected. I was just analyzing my own self that this Mataji, I didn't know her, but she had such a deep impact on the devotees. Devotees are crying. I was thinking that this is the real wealth that Jyotika Mataji has earned in her life. Because I remember my Shiksha Guru had told me once, a very nice devotee, my friend, had left his body. And I was asking my Shiksha Guru, what was the consciousness and how he left his body. Because he left his body very suddenly. So my Shiksha Guru was telling me, based on his discussion with Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was saying that Maharaj says it is not just the consciousness in which one leaves the body, that we don't know. That is between the devotee and Krishna. But what is important for all of us to understand is how that devotee lived his or her life, how many devotees were affected positively by that devotee, and how many tears are shed when that devotee departs this world. So if so many devotees are coming and crying, that means our life is successful. That means our life is successful. Why? Because we have been successful in earning the friendship, earning the trust, earning the love of so many devotees. And that is our real wealth. The tears of these devotees will wash away all our anarthas, will wash away all the contamination that is still left, and their prayers will push us up to a higher destination, and their prayers will invite the causeless mercy of Guru and Gauranga upon us. Therefore, we have to balance our lives very nicely. Nice, healthy Vaishnava relationships, good amount of Vaishnava seva. We should not be miserly. Good Vaishnava seva. We should stretch ourselves to serve devotees and serve the mission of Guru Maharaj. Because life is so unpredictable. I may die today. This might be my last Harikatha, Chaitanya Charitamrita on Bhakti Sangha. That's it. Who knows? Life is so uncertain. Once Ritadhvaj Maharaj had come to Atlanta and he was giving a Sunday feast class. He said, "How many of you have come here for the first time? Raise your hands." And some 2-3 new devotees raised their hands. "We have come for the first time to ISKCON Atlanta." And then Ritadhvaj Maharaj asked all of us, "And how many of you have come to the temple for the last time for the Sunday feast?" And oh Krishna, it really got me thinking. Wow, I never thought like this. We always ask, "How many of you have come for the first time for Sunday feast?" But we never ask ourselves, "How many of us have come for the last time for the Sunday feast?" Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days to live. We don't know whether we will live for the next 7 days and be here for the next Sunday feast. So we have to be very much conscious, aware of the unpredictability of human life. We must be aware of the supreme rarity of human form of life. Being connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement as human being on the only planet in this entire Brahmanda, which is the Karma Bhumi. As you know, our acharyas explain, the upper planets are Bhoga Bhumi, they are for enjoyment. Lower planets are for suffering. Narakloka is for suffering. Earth planet is the only planet in the entire Brahmanda, in this creation of Brahmaji, is the only planet which is the Karma Bhumi. Therefore, even demigods, devatas want to take birth on Earth in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, so that they can become purified and go back home, back to Godhead. So we should understand the rarity of what we have received, the pricelessness, the preciousness of what we have received, and the unpredictability of this yantra, this machine of human body that we have received also. It may not last very long, very unpredictable. So let us surrender right now and right here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees. We will stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. What a beautiful class. It was really, really wonderful. You always bring a smile on our face as we listen to you. And the choice of words, the appropriate examples, and it was very, very, very nice, Prabhu. Leading us. You really make an impact, Prabhu, in your talks. Thank you so much. Thank you for your most beautiful association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you for your kind words. I transfer them to the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Sri Krishna Prabhu, my glory to Shri Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's such a beautiful class. My name is Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you go, you know, verse by verse, it's quite technical, it's quite philosophical, but your class makes it so practical that how, you know, we can imply those verses, imbibe those messages, that essence of those verses in our life. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for making it so simple and so instructive, so inspiring, so enthusing, I should say. So your classes are always so wonderful. I don't have any question as such related to the class, but yes, I have one question about how Jyoti Mataji left her body, because I've been hearing and reading so much about her on Facebook, and also like Hari Parshad Prabhu, and he dedicated the whole class to her. So how she left her body, you know?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Mataji, I don't know the details. All I know is that she left in a road accident. She left her body suddenly in a road accident in the morning. But I don't know any other details, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I think Vrinda Gopika Mataji is on the call. If she wants to add to it.
Yes, Mataji, Jyotika Mataji and her sister is advocate, Hina Mataji. So both are going in embassy because those who are Gujarati people and aged people like my mom, and they need a citizenship. That time she is interpreter to give a question answer. So Hina Mataji's car, Hina company's car is not, there is some problem in the Thursday, but she thinks that they are in so hurry that we can reach up to embassy. And half of the way they came, they are staying Duluth, 15 minutes from my house. Half of the way they came, and then Hina company has a call from the client, and Jyoti Mataji is so tired, so she is hearing Kirtan and she is sitting in the car. And the truck is coming from the back side, because the car is not in a road, it is Hanupi Highway, but the back side of the highway. But still, that big truck will come and just force, and the car is already, there is some damage, so that it's blast, and the other one car also affected, and. We are doing Kirtan last week only with her, and she always engage new Vaishnavi, small Vaishnavi or Prabhuji, and they all sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. She always engage, this is her seva, she always, her face is always smiling, and she sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and everybody sing, and she also dance with the Vaishnava. And she's the backside of, I explained, and she's the teaching of Srimati Radharani, Shri Radha Madan, Shri Gaurani, Shri Jagannath Balaram Subhadrarani. When our temple is new in Shri Radha Madan Mohan, that time we don't have much donation. So she bring the clothes from the India and stitching the Shri Radha Madan, Shri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra dressing. And one more thing, that she collect lots of donation for our Srila Prabhupada Shri Radha Madan Mohan temple, otherwise it's closed. That is our condition. So she is doing so many seva, and basically she is a pathologician, but she has 85 stitching when she is a pregnant, it's a 6 month, Ram is a 6 month in her womb, so that she's, her body is not able to work, so she is doing seva in a global mall gap, GAP gap, and in a Shakti Mandir, so many temple seva, Swaminarayan temple, she is doing pathologician seva. So not only in our ESKCON temple, but she is connected with so many temples. And especially our temple, she is doing Kirtan Seva in 5 points. Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. My intention was not to bring her memories back and hurt you, but just want to know, so that's why I raised this question.
My apologies if I hurt you, but thank you so much for sharing. Hare Krishna.
One more thing I want to add that before 5 weeks, we both are doing in the seva in the kitchen. That time she said, when I leave this world, that time kirtan is going on in the temple. Everybody is doing kirtan. Aarti is going on. And sankhanath is going on. That is her wish. Thank you very much, Adi Katadar Das, for such a wonderful inspiration class by Prabhuji. Koti koti thanks from Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. My humble obeisances to all of you. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class.
Thank you, Pamataki Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, Dhanvasthi Naam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So beautiful, wonderful class. Any class that I hear from you, just amazing. Prabhuji, I have a question about, like, you mentioned about that we check if our emotions for Krishna are developing or not, one of the points. And then also you mentioned that we should express it only in private, not in front of, you know, so many devotees or people, because we may be the role model or whatever for others. So sometimes it happens, like when there is very deep nice season going on, then some tears might come. So, and sometimes it's really hard to stop it. What to do?
Hare Krishna. So, Mataji, thank you very much. So, that is okay, Mataji. If something is happening naturally and somehow we are not able to control it, that is not our fault. That is not our fault, and that is fine, Mataji. That happens, and we try to just make sure that as far as possible nobody sees us. But our acharyas, as far as I have read, they mention that Krishna gives us that, you know, small taste, small glimpse, and as we progress, then these type of emotions, they become more, this becomes stronger and stronger, and the devotee takes care to ensure that it remains private as far as possible, because Krishna doesn't like it if we make it public. But sometimes if such a thing happens, then what can we do? Like Prabhupada used to say, what to do? What can be done? So sometimes it happens, Mataji. Sometimes it happens. I remember, I've seen sometimes even our Gurugan, on rare occasions. I don't want to take names, but there are some lectures. We see that, you know, this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are not on their level, but yeah, Mataji, that is fine, Mataji. That is fine.
Yeah, and Prabhuji, another thought or question is about, you know, you mentioned about not wasting time, like is our, you know, are we progressing in using the time appropriately in Krishna service and not wasting it? And then one item in that you mentioned about how so many times the mind goes to unnecessary thoughts about which is not even existing, that if that happens, if that
happens,
then we should immediately switch it to, you know, something related to Krishna, chanting or hearing or something. But sometimes it happens that I am aware that my mind is going and I'm trying to divert the mind, but sometimes it so happens that the mind is just kind of so stubborn that, and especially about, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I, and to everyone on this group, I am just acknowledging my difficulty. Like, you know, even though I know that I should not fault find in others and all that, but it comes. And many times I try to, okay, let me try to appreciate this devotee or this person. It may be devotee, non-devotee, whom am I judging or finding fault in. So that is a total waste of time, and also it's a Vaishnava Aparad on my side if it is a devotee. Or even if it's not devotee, this is not a good thing to judge or find fault. So I find it like challenging for myself to actually somehow, like I really beg for the mercy and a solution for this problem. So really.
Hare Krishna.
And he said,
Mataji,
any suggestions and guidance for me on this part?
Mataji, we all, at least I can speak for myself, we all suffer from this. I certainly suffer from this shortcoming. And our process is so powerful, Mataji. The only reason we are not able to progress, you know, the only reason we are not able to progress is because of our aparad buddhi. Because of our aparad buddhi, Vaishnava Ninda. That is like a big break, speed breaker and a break on our journey to Krishna Prem. So many impediments come because of Vaishnava aparad. And otherwise, why are we still, you know? Why are we still here? You know, we have been given Bhagavatam. There were devotees, they would read Bhagavatam and cry, cry, cry. Gadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, and so many Rasik Vaishnavas, they just cry. There was this South Indian in Srirangam, this Brahman, who was reading Bhagavad Gita, ulta, keeping it, holding it upside down, and he was crying, crying, crying. Why we are not able to cry when we see Bhagavad Gita as it is? We have the painting of Krishna riding the chariot of Arjun. This devotee in Rashirangam was just thinking, imagining about that scene where Partha Sarathi is driving Parth, and he was crying. And we have the painting, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have everything, but we don't cry. The reason we are not making spiritual advancement is because of aparad buddhi. Biggest impediment, because we are not grossly sinful. You know, we are not breaking the four regulative principles in a gross way. So it is not pap. Pap can be destroyed very easily by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We don't commit pap because, you know, we'll erase it by Mahamantra. Not like that. But pap is, you know, Pradakshina Pade Padhyu Sarkamulusi Maharani, and so many sins are destroyed. So it is not pap that is preventing our progress so much. It is our aparad. It is our Vaishnava Ninda, you know, aparad buddhi. So we should be cognizant of this fact that, you know, I'm not progressing spiritually because of this fault-finding nature. Because Mahaprabhu said, it all boils down to two instructions. Always chant Hare Krishna and don't criticize. So if we realize what the problem is, why we are diseased, and this is what is keeping us diseased, then we will be more careful not to fault-find. But I certainly suffer from this problem. I'm also confessing. It doesn't happen for many days, and then suddenly there is a situation and boom, I have all reasons to fault find in this particular Vaishnava. And then later on I feel so much remorse. What nonsense. Last so many minutes I have wasted. Not only wasted, I destroyed my spiritual life. So, yes, Mataji, this is fall down. This is exactly what I was talking about. This is fall down. Mm-hmm. And we must feel guilty about it and carry on. Come back in positive association like now. Now I am with all of you, I am feeling so enlivened. So like that. And engaging the mind in things like, you know, memorizing Sanskrit verses is so difficult. Mm-hmm. So then there is no time to think about the faults of others. We can fault ourselves. I am not able to memorize this. I am still not able to memorize this. So like that. Just, you know, keeping ourselves busy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think what I am going to speak in the next lecture. And that keeps me occupied. So sometimes we have to find something. And, just keep our mind busy when it wanders here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And I beg for the mercy and blessings of all the Vaishnavas on the call.
I will certainly pray for you.
I have been trying for years.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful and instructive class. Many realizations from you. Though you initially said that there wouldn't be any realizations, but in the process, I could feel that there are some lessons that you have, so many lessons that you have taught us in this class for today. I had a quick question. If you have time, I know it's around 12:30, Prabhuji, so it's up to you.
Madhuri, yes, we can do, and in a couple of minutes we can do. Yes, Madhuri, thank you. Hare Krishna. Please go ahead.
So my question was, Prabhuji, I know initially when you said that we have to develop the taste for chanting and attachment for the holy name, we should increase the rounds, the quality rounds. My question is, given the household responsibilities and other things that we are doing, plus all the things, if one has to choose between doing more rounds, or we have so many commitments for Vaishnava services that we take up, especially with the Rath Yatra here coming up. So there are many things which might be, I may be involved in, so I may not be able to put in those extra rounds, which I know they are so much needed, Prabhuji. So how do we balance, or is it okay that we do those services that will take up more time? Hare Krishna.
Very good question, Mataji. So I'll tell you what personally I do. So, for last almost 1.5 months, it was very busy for me because we had a lot of visiting Vaishnavas at home. And especially last 2.5 months, we had, Sridhama Prabhu and Kishori Mataji for 1 week. Then we had Bal Govind Prabhu for 1 day. Then we had Hariparshad Prabhu for another week. So last 2 weeks was very busy for me, serving the devotees. So I was not able to fulfill my own Sankhya. I had brought it down significantly, last several days, last couple weeks. I have only been chanting 18 or, 19, sometimes 20 rounds. I have not been able to do my own this. So when we are in such situations where we have to do seva, my thing is that, and I have discussed this with my Shiksha Guru also, we should do seva. We should do seva, especially, something like Rath Yatra, Pani Hathi Festival, Janmashtami. You do your minimum sankhya of 16 rounds minimum, and then few extra rounds if possible. But if not, you should do your seva, and that could be seva to children, seva to family members, temple. So don't feel guilty about it. As long as you are engaged. My Shiksha Guru even told me that if you are speaking Harikatha for 1 hour, that is like chanting for 1 hour. So you may not be able to do the sankhya that you have promised, but that is 1 hour. If you are doing, deity worship for 1 hour, that is 1 hour. So, if you are dancing in Sankirtan for 1 hour, that is 1 hour of japa easily. So, you may not be able to invest the extra hours that you normally invest in japa because of seva. But as long as you are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, there is no problem. When you have time, you come back to your sankhya. Does that make sense, Mataji?
Yes, I think that's the practical way to go. And thank you for that. Would make me less guilty of what I would be intending to do. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you, Mataji. We should just be engaged, absorbed. That's all. Doesn't matter whether we are doing japa or we are doing seva, we are making garlands, we are doing other services. It doesn't matter as long as we are absorbed. So thank you very much, all the devotees. Thank you for tolerating me for last 1.5 hours. I will try to be better prepared if I'm given a chance next time. I'm very sorry. So, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha.
Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa
Sindhubhya Evacha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you very much. His grace Adi Gadada Prabhu Ki Jai.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavas Ki Jai. Thank you. All glories to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.